Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Terry. How can I assist you today?
Terry, I'm calling because there was a charge on my bank account from you all that I do not even know what you all are or anything.
Can I get your zip code, ma'am?
40962.
409.
Mm-hmm.
62.
Yes.
Can I get your full name?
Angela Wagers.
Can I get you to verify your address for me, please?
102 Cambridge Road, Manchester, Kentucky, 40962.
Yes, ma'am. I see here you were doing a trial for the Everlair face cream, which is good moisturizer for toning and increasing elasticity, as well as their eye serum, which is good for fine lines, puffiness, and dark circles. Did you get a chance to read the terms and conditions for your bottles when you were ordering them, ma'am?
I've never got none of that stuff.
Okay, so you didn't pay the shipping and handling, the $745 and $670?
Not unless it's on my statement, no.
Okay, because it shows here the order was placed on March 20th. It shows that the product was shipped out on March 21st. And it shows a delivery date of March 24th.
Well, I've not received anything or done that. I don't even know. I didn't even know what you all was.
Is there anyone else in the home that could have placed this order, ma'am?
I have a 14-year-old son.
Okay. Can I get you to verify your email address?
AngieWagers@yahoo.com.
Do you know awagers04@aol.com?
No.
Phone number 606-594-7051?
Yeah, that's my phone number.
Okay, but you don't know an awagers04@aol.com? Okay.
No.
Well, what I can do, ma'am, is I can take and I'm going to gather some information. I'm going to transfer you to the fraud department. They do prosecute whoever they find out that did this to you. So that way they can put in for that investigation for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Can that be stopped so don't come on my account no more?
Oh, yeah, they're going to help you with that as well. But I'm going to get you transferred over. So just give me just a brief moment. I can go ahead and handle that if you would like. Too, okay.
Okay, because they took $92 out of my account.
Yes, ma'am. They're charging because of the face cream. It went out of trial. Once it went out of trial, because it was a 30-day supply, you were charged full price for it. Because it was never called in and canceled. But if you give me just a brief moment, I'm going to go ahead and update this account and transfer you to our fraud department. So they can put in for that investigation. Okay?
Okay, and then will my money go back on my account?
They would have to be able to tell you that, ma'am. Only thing I could do at this time is get you canceled out and get you transferred over.
Okay.
Okay, so give me just a brief moment. Okay, ma'am, I'm just collecting some information. It shouldn't take much longer, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me see here. All right, ma'am. Let's see here. I did get it canceled out for you. So at this time, they cannot charge anything else or ship out any more of that product. I can give you that cancellation number if you got a pen and paper.
Hold on one second.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it is 60, C as in Charlie, 4-6, B as in Bravo, 5, B as in Bravo, 8-4.
8-4.
Yes, ma'am. It is canceled out, so you will not be getting charged anything else or shipped out anymore.
Okay.
Of that product, but I'm going to get you transferred over to the fraud department so that way they can make sure to help you out with that. Let me make sure.
Okay.
Let me get that number again. I was taking it off. I don't want to do that. Okay, let's see here. Enter. Okay, and let me put where they can locate that account at so they'll be able to locate your account as well. They're still going to ask you the same questions for your full name and address for verification, okay?
That's fine. That's fine. My phone was stolen a little while back, so it's got all my bank information and everything. I canceled everything, but I guess it didn't cancel everything. I mean, I guess they got that before it did. I don't know. It's got my Apple Pay. It's got my bank stuff and all that on it.
Oh, okay. Let's see here who I can locate. I'll send you right there. All right, ma'am. I do want to truly thank you for calling customer support. The next voice you will hear be one of our supervisors from our fraud department, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hold, please. Thank you.